This facility is, it's very reminiscent of some of the emergency bond buying facilities created by the Fed during COVID and administered by third-party firms like BlackRock and PIMCO. In this case, the DFC selected Chubb, the private insurer, as the lead insurance partner for this maritime reinsurance facility. So is this also a way of, in some sense, capturing the insurance market for U.S. firms? Is that an argument that you're making in the article? Did I interpret that correctly?
All right. Well, there are two things. There is the maritime level where it's capture more of that market, capture their cooperation. The Europeans have been fighting everything. We talked about the Maritime Action Plan. We talked about Trump's shipbuilding initiative. We've talked about the UN International Maritime Headquarters in London. All of these entities have been fighting Trump since day one to prevent the U.S. from reestablishing its maritime domain. Why? Because even if we underwrite it, it's going to be more expensive than having third world labor and lower cost regulations. So they've been fighting him from day one, and it's undermining all of his maritime and naval effort.